It took 16 years and more than $60 million, but the Penobscot River Restoration Project is now complete and one of the state's mightiest rivers has been reconnected to the sea. State, federal, local, and tribal officials gathered at the Howland Dam today to mark the final step in the completion of the project, the opening of a naturally modeled fish bypass system, considered to be one of the largest and most innovative of its type in the country. A.J. Higgins has more.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Atlantic Salmon Federation, and other conservation groups devoted years into the completion of the Penobscot River Restoration Project. But members of the Penobscot Indian Nation have an even longer history with the waterway that bears their name. Chris Sokolexis opened the celebration of the Howland Fish Bypass with a Penobscot honor song. Later, Penobscot Chief Kirk Francis, who has had his share of serious disagreements with state officials over river issues, said he viewed the success of the restoration project as an example of how it is possible to unite to achieve a common goal.
You know, it's the friendships we've created through this, the ability of the tribe to be able to talk about itself, something we love to do, by the way, and the and really educate people about why philosophically we come at things from a certain way.
The collaboration between hydroelectric dam owners, state and local officials, and federal agencies began in 1999. And eventually led to the removal of the Great Works Dam in Bradley 3 years ago and the Vesey Dam 2 years later as a way to restore native sea-run fish to more than 1,000 miles of their historic habitat. This week's celebration of the $3.2 million Howland Dam fish bypass is an example of how hydropower and the needs of Maine fisheries can be balanced, says Sherry White, the Assistant Northeast Regional Director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Natural construction elements in the bypass offer sea-run fish the type of currents they use during migration, as well as pools that give them a place to rest.
So this is the last major milestone in the Penobscot River Restoration Project. And this alternative to dam removal puts our latest technology to work. And it's the largest nature-like bypass in the country.
That's good news for fish such as the Atlantic salmon, river herring, including alewives, and shad that have already returned to the areas of the river in numbers not seen for more than a century. Patrick Kelleher, commissioner of the Maine Department of Marine Resources, said nearly 2 million river herring have already entered areas formerly blocked to them by dams.
This is a historic effort to restore this river, with millions pushing now going on 2 million fish already coming back to the Penobscot River, a number that I just can't get over. We're at that level already. We never would have expected that we would have achieved that number at this early state.
Much of the organization and oversight of the 16-year effort was undertaken by the Penobscot River Restoration Trust, a nonprofit organization that soldiered through a complicated series of negotiations with federal and state agencies. Laura Rose Day, the trust's executive director, said the more than $60 million raised to fund the project featured a variety of contributors.
The project altogether was a mix of public and private funding, and the donations to the project ranged from people who built rods and sold them to donate to the project, to large major gifts, and federal funds, Land for Maine's future funds.
Andrew Good of the Atlantic Salmon Federation said the rapid rebound of sea-run fish to the river demonstrates that the Penobscot will function as a river should through a project that epitomizes the balance between fisheries restoration, recreation, and cultural uses alongside hydropower generation. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.